This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
The Power of Dialogue in Positive Humanism for Social Cohesion. Discover how dialogue in positive humanism strengthens social bonds through empathy, respect, and humanistic values in a secular worldview. How dialogue in positive humanism fosters social cohesion. Hey, I wanted to share something pretty inspiring that I've been thinking about lately. How positive humanism's focus on honest, open dialogue can truly build bridges between people and create real social cohesion. It's a concept that feels so refreshing, especially in our world today where division seems to be everywhere. So, what's really fascinating about positive humanism is that it emphasizes the power of conversation. Not just any chatter, but thoughtful, empathetic dialogue. It's rooted in humanistic values that encourage respect, understanding, and a desire to see the best in one another. Instead of arguing just to win or prove a point, this approach invites people to listen, learn, and grow together. Imagine society as this diverse tapestry. Each of us brings different experiences, beliefs, and perspectives, right? Positive humanism recognizes this richness and sees dialogue as the thread weaving it all into a cohesive whole. It's like creating a space where differences aren't threats, but opportunities for enrichment and connection. Now, this isn't just about getting along superficially or avoiding tough topics. Positive humanism calls for genuine engagement. It supports a secular worldview, which means it's grounded in reason and shared human experiences rather than religious or political dogma. This opens up a neutral playing field where everyone's voice can be heard, and conversations can happen without preconceived barriers. One of the underlying ideas here is also deeply linked to positive psychology, focusing on what helps individuals and communities to flourish. When groups come together to engage in dialogue rooted in respect and curiosity, it fosters empathy, reduces misunderstandings, and encourages cooperation. This process is vital for personal flourishing and for building communities that can face challenges with resilience. How does this applied humanistic philosophy work in practice? Well, it can look like community forums where people from various walks of life are invited to share their stories, or it could be in workplaces adopting humanistic values to promote open communication and collaboration. Schools can also benefit by encouraging students not just to listen, but to truly understand each other's viewpoints, helping young people grow into compassionate, thoughtful adults. And here's the real kicker. Dialogue inspired by positive humanism doesn't ignore conflict or differences. Instead, it provides tools to approach them constructively. It creates spaces where tough conversations happen without breakdowns in civility or respect. That's how social cohesion is nurtured through ongoing, meaningful connections. So why is this important now? With so many divisions, political, cultural, economic, societies need frameworks that bring people together without erasing their identities. Positive humanism offers just that through its emphasis on dialogue and shared human values, helping people collaborate on common goals from a place of mutual respect. If this sounds like something you want to learn more about, I definitely recommend checking out the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It dives into these ideas with clarity and shows how adopting this mindset can help us all navigate the complexities of modern life while enhancing personal and social well-being. Start your journey to flourishing today by exploring this thoughtful approach to life. It's a practical guide that bridges philosophy with day-to-day interactions. Whether you're interested in improving your own relationships or looking for ways to strengthen your community, positive humanism offers tools and insights that make a real difference. Remember, dialogue is more than just talk. It's the foundation for understanding and unity, especially when rooted in humanistic values and a secular worldview that welcomes everyone. So next time you find yourself in conversation, whether it's with friends, family, or even strangers, think about how openness and empathy can create positive connections that last.